Abby Green, Emma Padgett, and Ashton Bell. And this is an outstanding basketball team. Fair Lady Bobcats have been playing extremely well as of late. For Fair Lady Bobcats, the undefeated SBA Conference champion. Also winners of the Fair Winter Classic Basketball Tournament. Consolation Trophy winners in the pink and white. They've had an outstanding year for a team that starts a freshman and has only three players on the bench. Only of nine players. They have four on the bench now. But a lot of the year with only three players on the bench and now only four. Lady Bobcats are already taking the floor and getting ready for this one. They want to get started. Had a little bit of conversation with Riley Davis for the game. And, of course, they're not allowed to take the court until 30 minutes before game time. And they can't take the court with a basketball until sooner than that. She was standing here on the sideline giving them a basketball. She said, I can't believe they make you wait all the way down to the last second. And she is ready to go. The freshman for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, their leading scorer and lady rebounder on the year. And she is ready to get this postseason started for the Thayer Lady Bobcats this year. Fair Grove coming out on the floor. Number 14 will be the center, Abby Green, a 5'11 senior. She'll jumping up against the 5'10 Abby Bowers. Tip is up and goes into the backcourt. That's where Fair Grove will run it down. Number 5, Brooke Daniels, an outstanding point guard. Will bring it to the top of the key. Swings it on the right side. They like to play to the inside. They'll swing it around the horn. Number 11 with it now is Camden Hart. Gets down in the corner for Green. Green back out on top to Daniels. Daniels back to Green. She'll lob it down inside. No shot there. All picked up here by Padgett. She'll kick it outside. Now a lob inside to number 14, Abby Green. Just lobbed it over the top of everybody, and the big 5'11 senior got the bucket. Thayer coming the other way against full-court man-to-man pressure by Fair Grove. Riley Davis goes up to the corner, hands the ball to Riley Pierce. Now to Caden Hillis. Hillis brings it to the top of the key, backs it out, goes down the left side of the lane, attacking the basket. Kicks it back out to Curley. Curley to Davis, fakes the three, goes toward the lane, and is going to get fouled, I believe, on the drive. Now the ball went out of bounds, off the hands of Fair Grove. No foul called on the play. Davis hits the ground hard. Gets up, says she's okay. Probably won't be the last time tonight. Pierce will inbound it for Thayer. Fair Grove playing man-to-man defense. And Thayer, oh, had Curley wide open in the middle, didn't see her. Got the ball in the corner to Davis. Davis will bring it out front. Looking at Abby Bowers crossing through the lane. She couldn't hang on to the pass. It's a fast break for Fair Grove the other way. They leave it for Daniels, short jumper. She'll kick it outside. Shot is good for three. Number 11, Camden Hart. And Fair Grove out to a 5-0 lead. Thayer doesn't have a shot up on the rim yet. Here goes Davis up the left side, gets knocked down again. And again, no foul call, and the ball goes off her hands and out of bounds. So apparently they're going to let them bang around out there, even in the open court. Here comes Fair Grove with the basketball. Brooke Daniels crosses the timeline. 6:37 to go in the quarter. Pass comes to the near side. Abby Green, she'll shoot a 15-footer next to it. Can't let him shoot wide-open jump shots. Thayer didn't have anybody within 6 feet of him. Davis up the right side for Thayer. Takes the ball to the left side wing. Gives off to Hillis. Hillis across the top of the key. We'll back it out. Thayer will restart the offense with 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Hillis looking to penetrate. Spins into the lane. Dumps it off down inside to Curley. Her shot is up. No good. Was that Bowers? No, it was Curley. Shot was up. No good, but she's fouled on the play. Foul going on number 21, Emma Padgett, a 5'9 senior for Fair Grove. So Thayer wanting to attack the inside, maybe get those late Eagles in a little bit of foul trouble. First free throw for Allie Curley is up and good. So Thayer Lady Bobcats on the board with a free throw. 6:10 to go in the first quarter. Fair Grove already up 7-1. Now the free throw for Curley is up, and it's good. Allie Curley hits the free throw. Thayer will not play full court pressure here. They'll drop back in the 1-3-1 matchup zone. Daniels comes in lane, kicks it back outside. Long shot is up. That's no good. Rebound by Fair Grove. Got it back outside. Shot is up. Long rebound is taken by Hart. Hart bounces it inside to Bell. Bell will swing it around to the top to Daniels. Moves in the lane. Shoots a little running one hand. That's good. Brooke Daniels. Her first two. That makes it 9-2 Fair Grove. They haven't had a possession yet where they haven't scored. Thayer with the ball. Abby Bowers out on top. Bounces over to Davis on the left side wing. Daniels on her. Gives it out top down to Curley and around the horn to Hillis. Hillis to Bowers on top. to Curley. Thought about the three. No. Gives it to Bowers. And now Davis on the right side wing. Thayer just looking for an opening to get to the basket. Davis takes it to the left wing. Gives him the corner to Bowers. To the cutter in the lane. That's Hillis. Goes up with a shot blocked. And rebound comes off to Fairgrove. Here they come running the floor. Bell all the way to the bucket. There's an offensive foul. Great job for Riley Pierce for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Got put back quickly on defense to the ground. And the foul will be on number 33, Ashton Bell. First foul on her tonight. Second team foul on Fairgrove. Fair inbounds the ball against the full court man-to-man pressure. Hillis will take it up across the timeline. And now they double team her. She crosses the line and she gets fouled again. Number five this time, Brooke Daniels will be called the foul. Fairgrove getting early foul trouble. That's three already in the first quarter. They have a 9-2 lead, but getting a little foul trouble. Thayer with the ball. Here's Bowers. Little crossover dribble. Pulls up free throw line jumper. No good. Rebound. Down on the baseline. Well, Curley had it, but it already hit out of bounds. So it'll be Fairgrove ball with 4:58 to go in the first quarter, leading 9-2. Only one possession so far tonight where they haven't scored. That was because of an offensive foul on the fast break. Lady Eagles get the ball down low for Green. Green kicked out to Daniels. Daniels penetrates in the lane, feeds it back down in the corner. Three-point shot is up, no good. Rebound to Green, going back up and scores. Number 14, Abby Green. 6 points in the first quarter for the 5'11 seniors. And here come the Fair Lady Bobcats. Davis out on top, moves off the screen, hands off to Riley Pearson. She gets fouled. That'll be on number 33, Ashton Bell. And that'll be number two on Ashton Bell. And Coach Green going to get a sub up off the bench. Number 24 checking into the ballgame. That is Scobie. S-K-O-U-B-Y, Scobie. Into the ballgame. You don't lose much. She is another 5'11 senior. Fair with a basketball on the perimeter after the 14th foul already against Fairgrove. Bowers has got it outside. Looking to drive the baseline. Ball poked away, and that's a foul. Going to be on number five, Brooke Daniels, and that'll be number two on the point guard from Fairgrove. And that is foul number five in the quarter. Thayer will go to the free throw line and shoot free throw. Number 20 checking into the game now for Fairgrove. That is Sage Crowley. So two of the starters on the bench for Coach Gary Green and the Fairgrove Lady Eagles. And Abby Bowers going to the free throw line for Thayer, trying to put some more points on the board. Thayer just scored two here, and the free throw for Bowers is way off the mark. Unusual for Abby to miss a free throw that badly. Oh, barely caught the rim. Puts another one up, and this one is nothing but net. Abby Bowers getting tuned in. Thayer Lady Bobcats have scored 3 points, all of them from the free throw line. Fairgrove with the ball. They got it down inside to Scobie. Back outside now to Green. Abby Green will give it up now to Scobie. Back out front to Hart. Hart facing Lady Bobcat. 1-3-1 pressure. Here to give inside to Scobie. Kicked it back outside now in the corner for Crowley for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Abby Bowers for Thayer. Lady Bobcat will slow it down a little bit. Don't want to get in a running gun. Bowers takes it all the way up the floor. Give it to Davis, open for a three. Bingo! Riley Davis from downtown. The three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic. That helps the Lady Bobcats cause. Back to within five. Fairgrove with the ball. Scobie out front. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Gives it up to Hart. Camden Hart. He's trying to lob it in. Got it in there to Green, and she scores. Abby Green with eight in the first quarter and a foul on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot free throw. Foul will be on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, their first of the game. It is on number 12, Abby Bowers. Bowers called for her first of the game. And number 14, Abby Green, a 5'11 senior, steps to the free throw line looking for a ninth point in the quarter. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Hillis. Hillis wants to push it up the left sideline, now breaks to the middle of the floor. She crosses through the big FG in the middle of the floor here at Fairgrove High School. Davis with it. Moves off the screen, looking for a shot. Gives it to Hillis. Oh, Hillis almost has it stolen. Ball goes out of bounds off the hands of number 20, Crowley. Sage Crowley in place of Brooke Daniels here for Fairgrove. Fair didn't bound the ball. Got it to Abby Bowers. after the non-shooting ball poked out of bounds. There was no foul. They have the ball. Hillis, a little hook pass, trying to go to Davis, cutting down the baseline. She couldn't hang on and goes out of bounds. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Thayer having real problems on the offensive end. Still in this game, though, it's just 13-6, 2:43 to go. Here comes Hart. Gets the ball up to Crowley. Three-point shot is in and out. No good. Rebound to Stobie, who scores. Fairgrove dominating the board, as you might imagine, with about 4 5'11s and a 5'10 in there. Thayer with the ball. Bowers trying to bounce it down to Curley. Ball almost intercepted. Now is. We're going to get a foul call. And I believe they're going to call this on Curley. Yeah, number 4, Abby Curley called for the foul. Will be her first. Second team foul on Thayer. Now number 31 checks into the game. Kenna Paget, a 5'6 junior for Fairgrove. Kara Padgett, and we'll get a timeout on the court. 15-6, Thayer down 9, 2:21 to go in the first quarter here at Fairgrove. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And back after the timeout, Fairgrove with the early lead, 15-6 over the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:19 to go in the first quarter. Eagles with a basketball after the foul on the Lady Bobcats. And they'll punch it to Scobie at the high post. She's just outside. Around the horn it goes to Padgett. Padgett. Now to Scobie. Hits. She has it ripped away, but Fairgrove got it back. And that is number 11, Hart, going to the bucket. Her shot is blocked out of bounds. Abby Bowers with a big block. As Scobie went to the rack. It'll be Fairgrove ball. It'll be Hart. Camden Hart has just had her shot blocked. To bounce it in, does to Green. Back to Scobie. Around the horn it goes. And now on the right side in the corner for Padgett. Padgett back outside. Three-point shot. Reynolds in and out. So good. Rebound Scobie for Fairgrove. He kicks it out and eventually gets it to Camden Hart, who will take it to the top of the key, run it from the point. Camden Hart works away from the defense, bounces it inside. Green, 12-foot jumper on the baseline. No good. Rebound tipped up and around. Controlled by Riley Pierce for Thayer. She gets fouled. We'll walk the other end. Thayer shooting rebound or shooting free throws again. Foul will be on Fairgrove. We'll see who they called it on. A couple of different players there. They call it on number 21. That is Emma Padgett. And another one of the starters with two fouls for Fairgrove. So Fairgrove having trouble keeping players on the court here in the first quarter. Three of their starters with two fouls each. Riley Pierce at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Riley with her first point tonight. Four different Lady Bobcats have scored, led by Riley Davis with a three. All the other points have been from the free throw line. This one is up for Pierce, and it's good. Hitting free throws is huge. Well, let's talk about the end of the game, but at the beginning of the game, it can be just as important. There's a lob inside the Green for Fairgrove. She turns, shoots off the window, and it's good. Thayer doesn't have an answer for Abby Green. She's got 10 points in the first quarter. Back to a 9-point lead for Fairgrove. 17-8. Thayer bounces it to Curley inside. Goes up with a shot block, but she fouls. She'll go to the line and shoot free throw. Good bounce pass from Abby Bowers from the high post to the low post. Curley went up with a shot, got it blocked, but she was fouled. That'll be on number 24, Scobie. And for Shea Scobie, her first foul of the game. Curley at the line shooting free throws. First one is up and no good. 17-8. They are down by 9. Trying to make it an 8-point game. Curley gets the second free throw. Allie Curley now 3-for-4 from the free throw line in the first quarter. She checks out of the game as Savannah Wheeler checks in for Thayer. A 6-foot senior. Coach Jenny Young trying to get some more size in there to battle the size of Fairgrove. Here's a steal by Abby Bowers. Scobie tried to give it up inside. Bowers takes it the other way, races up the floor, goes all the way down to the corner on the right side. Gives it up, gets it right back, and brings it out top for Thayer. 53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer down 8. And here's Ballard looking to bounce it down to the baseline, looking inside. Nobody there. Now lobs it cross court. Got it there to Pierce. Pierce out to Davis. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. Davis looking to penetrate down the left side of the lane. All the way up. Shoots it. No. Wheeler with a rebound. Puts it back up. It's blocked. No foul called. And here comes Fairgrove on the drive. They get it to Hart. Hart down the corner. Wraparound pass by Padgett is blocked out of bounds. Fairgrove ball, 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. They are down just 8. And it will be Hart inbound. Brings it in the corner to Padgett. Padgett brings it outside to Green. Down low to Scobie. Back outside for Padgett. Padgett brings it right. Now gives it off to Kara Padgett to give it back on top to Camden Hart. Hart down the right side of the lane. Lobs it in the corner. Cross court. 7 seconds. There goes looking for a shot. Here's one up. No good. Rebound is a held ball. And possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 1.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Well, they say it's Fairgrove ball. They'll end up inbound with 1.7. Here's Green off the inbound. Shoots. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. 17-9. Thayer Lady Bobcats down 8 at Fairgrove. We'll be back with your second quarter in the sectional in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. We have a huge selection of Buick SUVs in stock. Buick Encore GX, Buick Envista, Buick Envision, and the all-new 2025 Buick Enclave. The best discounts, the best selection, the best price. And, hey, we are Howell County's only Buick dealer within 100 miles of any direction.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paints and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Well, 17-9 is our score as we head to the second quarter here at Fairgrove. The Thayer Lady Bobcats down by 8. Thayer with only one field goal in the first quarter. That was a three-pointer by Riley Davis. Other than that, the other 6 points have all come from the free throw line. Bowers with 1, Pierce with 2, and 3 for Allie Kirby. Caden Hillis has yet to get a shot up for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer ball to open the second quarter here. And Thayer, Savannah Wheeler, the only non-starter, who will play here, start the second quarter. Bobcats got it out front to Riley Pierce. She fired the 3. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Green for Fairgrove. And here come the Lady Eagles. They'll back it back out now. They're back to some of the starters back out there. In fact, Daniels is back out at the point. Here's a long pass. Daniels had to step to it to keep Hillis from stealing that one. Fairgrove again going down the lane with a shot. No. Green with another rebound. Puts it up. Oh, that ball hits the top of the backboard, and they wave it off. Yep. She put it up high shot that hit the top of the backboard and bounced off the support post. Here come the Thayer Bobcats pushing it up, 7:24 to go in the half. Needing a bucket here to stay close. Hillis penetrates in the lane. Got Daniels on her. What? Could have picked up a third foul on Daniels there. That would be huge in this game for Thayer. Pierce with it. Now out top to Davis, and Bobcats throw it away into the backcourt. Oh, and the Bobcat fans don't like that call. They claim the ball was tipped. I don't think it was. I think that was the right call. So Fairgrove gets it back. Still with the 8-point lead. Neither team has scored here yet. 1 minute into the second quarter. Fairgrove will push it into Padgett. Padgett back over to Daniels. Daniels goes a high post for Hart. Hart kicks it out. Gets it right back. And in the corner to Padgett, just inside the three-point line. That shot rattles in and out. So good. Rebound, Riley Davis. She's off to the races. Davis runs up the right side, goes around the defense, and scores the layup. The freshman's got 5 in the first half. Thayer back to within 6. Here comes Fairgrove down the other end. Daniels takes it all the way to the hole. She scores and gets fouled on the play. That'll be on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll check the number. Number 44, Savannah Wheeler, call for the foul. And Brooke Daniels with her second bucket of the night. She'll go to the line, shoot for the three-point play, trying to run the lead back out to 9. Thayer cut it to 6 momentarily. 8-point game now. Daniels hits the free throw. And figured she would. Watched her in the warm-up. She didn't hardly miss a shot. She shot the entire 15-minute warm-up period. Thayer got Abby Bowers all alone under the bucket. She lays it in. There's old fell asleep on the defensive end. Bowers gets the easy bucket. Thayer back to within 7. Fairgrove with it on the left side. They'll get it down in the corner to Green. Green kicks it back out front. Almost stolen by Davis. Fairgrove's Ashton Bell gathers it in. There's another pass almost intercepted by Davis. And now a steal. Well, the ball knocked into the backcourt. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. All the Bobcat fans are going to be mad here. There was no contact out there, and they called a foul. Coach Denny Young pleading his case. I didn't see that one either. Fouls on Hillis will be her first of the night. Thayer trying to pick up the pressure defensively out of the zone. Fairgrove with it on the perimeter. Got it to Bell. Bounces it inside. Ball stolen by Hillis. Hillis and Davis on the 2-on-2. Hillis goes to the bucket. Lays it up. No. Gets her own rebound. Kicked it out to Bowers for 3. It was in and out. No good. Fairgrove with a rebound. Camden Hart got it. Long pass up the court to Padgett. Padgett. Travel with the basketball. 20-13. Thayer starting to get into a little bit of rhythm on the offensive end. Well, that shot from Bowers, that rattled around in the rim. Now substitution for Fairgrove, number 21, Emma Padgett, back in the ballgame. Emma, they got starters out there playing with 2 fouls already. 5:38 to go in the first half. Bowers with it for Thayer. Handles it out on the wing. Feeds it around to Davis. Davis. To the top. So a crossover dribble gets down the middle of the lane. All the way to bucket. Lays it up and in. Riley Davis. So you're not going to give him a 3 ball. I'll take it to the hole. Here's Daniels going the other way. And she's fouled by Riley Davis. And Riley tried to poke the ball out on the crossover dribble. And called for foul will be her first of the game. Fairgrove will trigger the ball in. 13 foul already in the second quarter against Thayer. Fairgrove has yet to be called for one. Inbound play comes out front to Hart. Wings on the right side. There it's at Green. Green back out to Hart. Hart cross court to Padgett in the corner. Now to the top of the key to Bell. Bell down the left side. Dumps it off and scores. Abby Green. Beautiful play there by Bell to Green. And back to a 7-point lead for Fairgrove. And they steal the pass. Davis trying to get into the curly. And here's a steal by Thayer on the other end. Caden Hillis. Races up the floor, now waits for the rest of her teammates. She did not have numbers. Hillis handles out front, looking inside, got to Curley. Curley up with a shot, wouldn't fall, and a rebound controlled by Fairgrove. And then a foul going to be called on Allie Curley. Trying to get the rebound, they call her for a push. Allie Curley will be her second substitution for Thayer. Savannah Wheeler back in the ballgame. Allie Curley will come out with those 2 fouls. 4:43 to go in the first half. Fairgrove leading Thayer by 7, 22-15. Thayer's actually outscored them in this quarter. Lady Bobcat back in his own defense. Here to give the Padgett outside. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, volleyed up and controlled by Fairgrove. They get it to Padgett. Her shot is blocked. And we're going to get a foul called on Savannah Wheeler. Savannah Wheeler blocked the shot of Padgett, Ashton Padgett, a 5'9 senior. And the foul on Savannah will be her second of the night. First free throw is on the way for number 33, Ashton Bell. And it's good, her first point of the game. And makes it an 8-point lead again for Fairgrove, trying to go up 9. Is never led by double digits. And now something looking at the scores table. Now they straighten it out. Ashton Bell, number 33, a 5'9 senior at the line. Free throw is up. Second one is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound is run down by Green in the corner for Fairgrove. Oh, you can't only take those offensive rebounds. Here's a 3-point shot up and good out of the corner. Number 11, Camden Hart, her second 3-pointer of the night for Fairgrove. And that gives them a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. 26-15, Thayer with the ball. Davis bounces it to a cutter down the baseline, and a foul going to be called on Fair Grove. That's going to be on number 33, Ashton Bell. That'll be her third in the first half. Good pass from Davis to Pierce, cutting down the baseline. Pierce got fouled, and the lady by, and Bell checks out of the game. Now number 21 back in, Emma Padgett for Fair Grove. Number 31 back in there, Kara Padgett. So the Padgett sisters, I assume they're sisters. Fair with the ball, Caden Willis. Caden Hillis works it in the lane, gives it outside to Bowers. Three-point shot on the way, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Fair Lady Bobcats. Allie Curley out there hustling after that ball that came hard off the rim. Bowers hadn't got the stroke figured out so far tonight. We're going to need some of those bombs from her to climb back in this game. Fair Grove with it outside. Hart gives it up to Padgett. Padgett goes to Bell at the high post. She feeds it back over to Padgett. Padgett lobs it back to Bell. Down the corner to Daniels. Daniels drives out to the top. Feeds it around. The ball goes in the corner. Now almost stolen by Thayer. Ball loose on the court. There's a scramble after it. And Lady Bobcats got a hold of it. Coach Denny Young gets a timeout. So possession Thayer with 3:23 to go in the first half. Down by 11. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Back to Fair Grove after the timeout with the loose ball on the floor. Thayer grabbed it. Coach Denny Young got a quick timeout to get Thayer possession. Chance for the Lady Bobcats to get back to a single digit here. They trail by 11 at the moment, 26-15, 3:23 to go in the first half. I want to say thanks to a couple of Lady Bobcat boosters, including the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center and Ward Family Dentistry. Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield. Thayer with the ball off the inbound, got it to Riley Davis. Davis looking for an outlet, and she lost her dribble and threw it in the corner, out of bounds. Fair Lady Bobcats turn it over. And Fair Grove will come the other way with a chance to add to their 11-point lead. 11 is their biggest lead of the game so far. Lady Bobcats just having trouble finding shots. A really good Lady Eagles man-to-man defense. They go to the top of the key. Now inside to Bell. Steps around the defense. Shoots no good. Rebound Allie Curley for Thayer. Bobcats dodge a bullet there. Bowers pushing up the floor, got it down in the corner for Davis. Brings it out to the wing. It's a Bowers in the corner for three, an air ball. And the rebound taken by Fair Grove. Then they threw it away. Oh, they're going to stay off the hands of Thayer out of bounds. Curley was right there, must have got a hand on the pass and deflected it. So Fair Grove will bring it the other way, up by 11 with 2:42 to go in the second quarter. Thayer back in the zone defense. They're trying to pack it in, trying to nullify the size of the Lady Eagle. Daniels with it now. Daniels, a 5'6 senior, smallest player on the floor for Fair Grove. He holds it out top, goes to the high post now for Hart. Camden Hart pass deflected, but picked up by Fair Grove. Back to Daniels for running one-hander. Good. Brooke Daniels now has scored 7 in the game. Fair Grove up by 13, their biggest lead of the game. Thayer needs somebody to hit a deep one. Here's a pass by Bowers, trying to leave it off for Davis. The ball's deflected out of bounds by the Fair Grove defense. I mean, they are in your hip pocket, man-to-man defense, all night long. They're inbounds to Bowers. Gives the ball to Davis out near midcourt. Davis trying to find a shot. Leads to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Gets tied up. Gets the ball back out to Bowers. Bowers thought about the three, doesn't take it. Here's to Davis. Davis, let's back it out. We're trying to make something happen off the dribble. All the way to the bucket. Lays up a shot. It's blocked, but she's fouled on the play. I believe that'll be on number 14, Abby Green. Yes, it is. Abby Green draws a foul. Her first of the game. And it'll be Riley Davis, the Lady Bobcat freshman, going to line to shoot free throw. Riley has scored 7 points in the first half. And the free throw here is up and no good. Davis will shoot another, looking for her eighth point of the half. On the way, it is good this time. Got that one lined up. 8 points on the line for Davis. And Fair back to within 12 with a minute 43 to go in the first half. Fairgrove bringing it into the front court with Daniels. Daniels, she'll stop at midcourt. Ring ball on the left side to Hart. Camden Hart, number 11, a 5'10 guard. She holds the ball high. Defense comes out on her. She's a long cross-court pass is taken there by Kara Padgett, trying to give it to the cutter in the lane. Daniels off to Bell, who steps to the bucket and scores. Excuse me, not Bell, Green. Abby Green now with 14 in the first half, and Fairgrove leads it by 14. There with the ball. Davis into the free throw circle. Keeps it out to Curley. Curley looking to drive down the right side. And it back outside for Bowers, going to a hole, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Abby Bowers, good aggressive move to the bucket. There's a long pass up the floor. They got it back to Green, and Green is going to be fouled by Abby Bowers. That'll be number two on Abigail. And it'll be a shooting foul for Fairgrove. That is team foul number six on the Lady Bobcats. Substitution for Fairgrove. Scobie's going to check into the game in a moment. Daniels is going to come out, and they say, wait, you have to wait till after the first free throw. And it'll be Abby Green at the line trying to add to her 14-point first half, and the free throw is good. And now Brooke Daniels will go to the sidelines for Fairgrove. They bring in more size. They exchange a 5'6 guard for Scobie, the six-footer. A huge girls basketball team at the Class 3 level. Second free throw for Green is good. She's got 16. And it's a 32-18 lead for Fairgrove. 47 seconds going to half. Fair got the ball down the corner to Bowers. Out to Riley Pierce. Pierce holds it. Gives it back to Bowers. 40 seconds to go. Bowers will bring it out between the circles. Trying to get to the cutter in the lane. That's Hillis. Hillis up with a shot. No, but she's going to be fouled on the play. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 24, Shay Scobie. That's number two on her. And they're going to call it on the floor before the shot. So Fair will inbound with 32 seconds remaining. Trying to get back to within 12 here with a bucket. 11 if somebody get one from downtown. They get it to Davis. Davis got a little room and chooses not to take the shot. Fair got it to Hillis. Takes the drive in the lane. Gives out to Bowers. Now back to Hillis out on top. Hillis looking inside. Nobody open there. Still holds it out front and gives it to Davis. 16 seconds to go in the half. Davis to the top of the key. Trying to shake Scobie. Doesn't. Gives it to Hillis. Hillis spins in the lane. Back outside. Davis with a three-point ball at the buzzer, and she, oh, she called her for a travel. Davis missed the shot. She traveled with the basketball, and Thayers turns it over. Down by 14, 32-18 our score. Fairgrove with 7 seconds. Inbounds it to Hart. Hart up the floor all the way. The bucket shot no good, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Caden Hillis. Or no, they call a foul on number three. That is Riley Davis, her second of the game. And it'll be number 11, Camden Hart, to the free throw line, trying to add to her six-point first half. First free throw is up and good. First bucket she's made that wasn't from outside of 19 feet, 9 inches. Another one's up. Trying to make it a 14-point lead again, and it's good. Farrell inbound with 1.4 seconds. Davis gets up the floor. Lady Bobcats didn't get a shot away. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, 34-18. Fairgrove leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your halftime report on the Ecom Sports Network.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt.
and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Well, back at Fairgrove High School, the state sectional game between the Bayer Lady Bobcats and the number one ranked Fairgrove Lady Eagles has been all Fairgrove here in the first half. They lead it 34-18. Bayer was down 17-9 at the end of a quarter, and then Fairgrove outscored them 17-9 in the second quarter. So Fairgrove averaging 17 points a quarter here tonight. And even with my bad math skills, I can figure that one out. Bayer averaging 9 points a quarter. That doesn't equate to a Fair Lady Bobcat victory. They got some work to do. Got to figure out how to stop this Fairgrove offense, and then they got to solve the Fairgrove defense, which is a really good man-to-man. And with their size advantage, and again, as I mentioned in the open, they're 5'6", 5'10", 5'11", 5'9", 5'9", in their starting five. And then Scobie has played a lot. She's a 5'11 senior. Sage Crowley played quite a bit. She's just a 5'4", but a sophomore. And Kara Padgett, a 5'6", sophomore. But they are huge in their starting five. And a couple of players off the bench that haven't even played a couple of the bigs in the ballgame tonight. Including a 5'8", Quincy Williams, who has not seen the floor. She's just a freshman. Only two freshmen on this team for Coach Gary Green and the Fairgrove Lady Eagles. For Fair Lady Bobcats, they just not finding any shots. And when they do, they're not getting them to go in. The Lady Bobcats have only hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 field goals in the first half. But they have made some free throws. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of their 18 points have come from the free throw line tonight. And if there's a knock on the Fairgrove Lady Eagles going into the second half, they are in a bit of foul trouble. Brooke Daniels has got two, their starting point guard. Emma Padgett, one of their starting forwards, has got two. They're starting center, Ashton Bell's got three, and Shea Scobie, the 5'11 sub, has got two fouls in the first half. So that's a bit of an issue. They are also in a little bit of foul trouble. Bowers, Davis, Curley, and Wheeler have all got two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Both teams here in the locker room getting some words here from their head coaches at the intermission, see what adjustments can be made to get the Lady Bobcats back in this game. You know, Fairgrove had the 17-9 lead the first half, ran that out to a 9-point lead. Bayer cut it back to 6 at one point and had the ball and turned it over, and Fairgrove went down and hit a 3. I believe it was Camden Hart hit a 3, which was kind of a dagger. Fairgrove's only hit 2 3-pointers tonight, both of them by Camden Hart, their 5'10 guard. Bayer's only hit 1 3. That was Riley Davis. That was early in the game. And Riley, the outstanding freshman, in her Hirsch prowess precedes her, as Fairgrove has made a conscious effort not to allow her, and really not even allow her to get the ball. When she does, they're just not allowing her to get open for a shot. Again, Thayer trails at the half 34-18. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Hey, thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight. They include Nicholson Farms, Toyota of West Plains, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Sport and Living, Charlotte Allen, the owner, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, just some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. Take another time out. We'll be back to look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Have you driven by and seen all of the GMC trucks we just got in stock? Dually trucks, cabin chassis trucks, Sierra 2500, and Sierra 1500s. Oh, and we have Canyons, too. Come see Howe County's largest GMC inventory with the best price.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PPG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back at Fair Grove, our sectional game tonight here on Ecom Sports Network. And do want to mention, we'll have more basketball for you coming up on Friday night. The Thayer Bobcats will battle Lamar in the state quarterfinals. That game Friday night, and we'll be at the Thayer High School, 6 o'clock. And I believe the advanced ticket sales will begin tomorrow. Of course, you'll need the Thayer Bobcat code, and you'll find that the Thayer school will put that out. If you're around the Thayer area, you want to be at the game, you will have to have the cyber ticket, the internet ticket, and those will be available, I believe, starting tomorrow on the internet. All right, let's take a look at our first half scoring for the Fair Grove Lady Eagles. Are led by Abby Green, the 5'11 senior, scored 16 in the first half, 8 points for Camden Hart, 7 for Brooke Daniels, 1 for Ashton Bell, and 2 for Shea Scobie off the bench. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, are led by Riley Davis. She has 8 in the first half, 5 points for Abby Bowers, 2 for Riley Pierce, and 3 for Allie Hurley. Caden Hillis has not scored in this game. Lady Bobcats need her to find some shots in this second half and get back in this ballgame. We're down to a minute to go in the Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Let's take that minute. We'll step away. Back with more Lady Bobcat basketball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC and go Bobcats.
And we're back and underway in the second half. Fair Lady Bobcats down by 16 as we open the second half of play. 34-18. Fair Grove opened the second half with the ball. They immediately try to go inside. Got it in there to Green. Green to Daniels cutting in the lane. Gets it back outside. And around the horn it goes to Hart. Park back on top to Ashton Bell. Bell, time to lob it inside. Ball goes over Daniel's head and out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball. Fair with a chance to trim a little bit off that lead. Fairgrove, no full court pressure. Fair brings it up with Davis. Davis to the top. Gives it to Hillis on the right side wing. Hillis looking in the middle. Nobody getting open there. She'll kick it back out to Davis. Davis trying to set something up in the right side corner for Pierce. Can't get her the ball. Now they get it up, and Hillis gets it right back. Has it poked away from behind. He gets tied up on the play. They're going to call it a jump ball, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 7:17 to go in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. Thayer down 16 with the ball here. Pierce looking in the middle off the inbound. Nobody open. Swings it way out front to Allie Curley. Curley back to Davis. They'll be very patient here. They know they can't score a 16-point bucket. And here Davis fires a three that's partially blocked. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Davis with a quick trigger on the three. Shot got blocked by Daniels and went out of bounds. Well, Thayer will trigger it in again to the right side of the glass. Riley Pierce inbounds, gets it right back in the corner, gives out to Bowers. Bowers got to Curley, cutting down the lane, shoots, no good. The rebound controlled by Fairgrove. Coach Jenny Young applauds the effort there. He got exactly what they wanted, just couldn't complete the shot. And here's Hart with it on the other end for Fairgrove off the rebound. Kicks the ball on the right side. Long shot is up by Daniels. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball off the hands of Fairgrove. So both teams open up a little bit sloppy here in the second half. They've had no score yet. It's still 34-18. Fair with the possession. Ball goes to Curley out on the wing. Looking in the corner, got to Bowers. Defense is right there with him. Now to Riley Pierce out on the wing. Pierce waiting for somebody to cut through. Gives the ball to Davis in the corner. Looking to attack the basket all the way around the defense. Couldn't hit the scoop shot. And the rebound is controlled in the corner by Camden Hart for Fairgrove. Gives it to Daniels. Daniels down the middle of the lane all the way to bucket. Misses the shot, but she fouls. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Riley Pierce. First of the night for Riley. And Fairgrove trying to break the ice here in the third quarter from the free throw line. Brooke Daniels scored 7 points in limited play in the first half. She got an early foul trouble. But she hits the free throw here. She is a good point guard. 5'6 senior. An all-senior starting lineup for the Fairgrove Lady Eagles. You can tell it. 9 points for Daniels as she hits them both. Fair inbounds the ball to Riley Davis in the backcourt, brings in the front court. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. They are down now by 36-18, down 18, and here's a steal. Hillis trying to back down the defender, and Fairgrove just picked their pocket and going to the rack was shot no good as Pageant, or excuse me, as Bell, and Bell gets fouled on the play. And this one will be on the Fair Lady Bobcats. Number 3, Riley Davis, that'll be her third of the game. And number 33, going to the line, Ashton Bell will shoot two free throws for Fairgrove. First one is up. It's good. They just do everything well. You can tell it's a team of seniors that have played together for a long time. Bell looking to shoot another. It is on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Abby Bowers for Bell. Here comes Lady Bobcat. Bowers up the left side, goes all the way down to the baseline, circles it back out, crosses to Pierce for three. It's good! Riley Pierce from downtown. If she gets hot, she can shoot them back in it. 37-21, we get a timeout on the floor. Thayer down by 16 with 5:47 to go in the third. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And we're back after timeout. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters tonight, including Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, and Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Store in Thayer, and the 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains. I'm going to boost the Lady Bobcats, who have trimmed the lead back to 16. And here's Fairgrove dumping it inside in a bucket for Camden Hart. Hart ducked under the defense and hits the shot. Runs the lead back to 18 for Fairgrove. Thayer with it out top, Riley Davis. Thayer running a little weave on the top, trying to break somebody open. I'd run that same play to Ballard in the corner and the skip pass out to Riley Pierce they did a moment ago. Thayer got it down inside, this time to Curley. Her shot is blocked by Emma Padgett. And Fairgrove running the other way, got it up to Hart. Hart out top to Daniels, back to Hart. She'll feel a three. It's off the rim, no good. Long rebound taken by Fairgrove. They got it inside to Daniels on the cut. She scores a layup. Brooke Daniels now with 11 for Fairgrove. And it's a 20-point lead. Here's Bowers for Thayer. Moves in the lane, shoots just inside the free throw line. It's good. Abby Bowers needs more of that. Fairgrove coming the other way. Daniels in a hurry. Takes it down to the wing, feeds it outside and around the horn for Padgett. Padgett will give it over to Ashton Bell. Bell back outside to Brooke Daniels. Fairgrove, they can afford to run a little clock here. 4:30 to go in the third quarter, leading by 18. They get it to Daniels on top. Moves inside the free throw circle. Back outside for Hart. Hart has it poked away by Riley Pierce, but goes and gets it. Now gives it up to Green. Green goes to the cutter going down the lane. Shot no good, but a whistle and a foul to recall. No, ball just knocked out of bounds. No foul call. Ball just got out of bounds. It'll belong to Fairgrove. Savannah Wheeler checks in the game for the Lady Bobcats. There's a shot up. Another one no good by Camden Hart. Thayer got the rebound down to Caden Hillis, who broke free of the layup. Caden Hillis with a bucket. Thayer back within 16 with 4 minutes to go in the third. Fairgrove with it. They go baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Gets on the floor, scramble after it, and we get a hell ball. The possession will belong to, I believe, belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats won an over-the-back call. And again, give the, run the possession to Fairgrove. Didn't they have the possession to start the quarter? That was the only hell ball we've had. They inbound it in the lane, shot no good. Rebound to Riley Josarl, who's checked in for Thayer. Now the Lady Bobcats, Davis. Up the right side. Dumps it down inside the Bowers. Shot is up. No good, but she's hammered. She'll go blind and shoot two free throws. Beautiful play, and that foul is going to be on Brooke Daniels. Nope. They called it on number 21. That is Emma Padgett will be her third. So now two starters with three fouls each for Fairgrove. Abby Bowers at the free throw line, hits the first one. Abby with 8 points in the game. Three in this quarter. Looking for another for the four-year starter for Thayer. Abby Bowers hits another one. She's got nine now in the game. Oh, and there's a foul on the other end. Caden Hillis tried to get into the passing lane and intercept the inbound pass. She has called the foul. They'll be number two on Caden. This time she'll back it out. And the Lady Eagles from Fairgrove inbound the ball. They swing it way up the floor to Emma Padgett. Back outside to Daniels. Back to Padgett in the corner. Gives it to the cutter in the lane. That is Daniels. And a tough catch. Made it. And then got the ball back outside to Green. Green gives it up for Bell at the free throw line. Back to Daniels. Daniels is going to get fouled. Oh, they're going to call that on Riley Davis, I believe. Yep. Riley Davis called the foul. Will be her. Or they call it on Pierce. Oh, they called it on Davis. That will be her fourth of the game. Just a little reach-in foul, but it's her fourth one. She'll come to the Lady Bobcat bench with 3:19 to go in the third quarter. Allie Curley checks back in the game. Fairgrove with the ball. They jump it to the high post for Padgett. Padgett gives it up and got it down to Green. Green to the cutter in the lane. That is Bell. Back to Green. Shot is up. No good. Rebound gets on the floor, and we get a whistle and a foul. going to be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Allie Curley going to be called for a push, going after the loose ball. Wow. Coach Jenny Young looked around and said, "Has anybody seen it?" And the Bobcat crowd says, "No," in unison. Curley called for the foul will be her third. Free throws to Brooke Daniels. First one is good. 12 points for Daniels. Back to a 15-point lead for Fair Grove. Another one's on the way. It is good. Well, Daniels with 13. And Fair Grove applies to press. The Lady Bobcats got trapped, and Coach Denny Young has to call a timeout. 43-27. Fair Grove leads the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And we're back after the timeout. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer down by 16, 43-27. The Lady Bobcat ball will resume play. And it gives us an opportunity to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters like Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, Forstlers in Thayer and Ash Flat, the Thayer Walmart store, Brad O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Carter Funeral Homes in Thayer and West Plains, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, all helping to bring you Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball. Thayer will inbound the ball here against the full-court press of the Fair Grove Lady Eagles. Riley Davis got the inbound, brings it up the floor, back in there. Remember, she's playing with four fouls. Got the ball to Riley Pierce. Riley down the lane, gives it to Riley Josaro. Back out to Davis. Davis looking to penetrate. Goes through a double team and gets fouled, and she goes to the hole. She'll go shoot free throws. Another foul on Fair Grove, and that one is on number 33. The 33 is Ashton Bell. That is number 4 on her. Fair Grove not afraid to play physical. Free throw for Riley Davis, nothing good. The freshman now with 9 points in the game, her first in the second half. And Scobie checks into the game for Fair Grove. Shay Scobie, 5'11 senior. Second free throw for Davis is no good off the back rim, and Fair Grove comes down to rebound. They get it to Brooke Daniels, the point guard, takes it into the front court, feeds it right side. For Hart. Hart has it poked away, loose on the floor, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats come out of there with it. Nice job by Hillis. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Bowers looking to work down the right side of the lane. Gives it out to Pierce. Pierce back to Bowers, working on the right side again to Pierce in the corner. Quick three, it's good! Riley Pierce with her second three-pointer of the second half. And Thayer cuts the lead back to 12. Here's a steal by Bowers on the other end. Bowers running the floor, bouncing this to Davis. Davis on the baseline, has the ball poked away, gets it back, looking to get free, steps to the lane, shot no good. Daniels with rebound for Fair Grove, Lady Eagles on the fly. Daniels all the way to the bucket, lays it up off the window and in. Brooke Daniels all of a sudden with 15, Thayer looking to get it quick up the floor, got it to Riley Davis. That's a 14-point lead for Fair Grove. Thayer needing another big one. Here's Pierce. Hesitates, now shoots the three. It's off the rim. No good. Nobody there. The rebound is for Thayer, and Fair Grove got it. Brooke Daniel taking up the left side. Gives it outside to Hart for three. That's off the rim. No. Green with the rebound and score. Abby Green now with 18 for Fair Grove. Thayer got back to within 12. Here's Thayer getting it inside to Bowers. Misses the shot, but she fouls. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Good pass from Davis to Bowers, cutting in the lane. Bowers got fouled on the play, and the foul will be on number 21. That is Emma Padgett, and that's number 4 on Emma Padgett. So two starters now with 4 fouls each for Coach Gary Green, and the Fair Grove Lady Eagles first free throw for Abby Bowers is up and good. 10 points for Abigail. 4 of those have come from the free throw line. And now number 31 checks into the game. That is Kara Padgett. They exchange a 5-6 for a 5-11. Second free throw for Bowers is good. Lady Bobcats back to within 14. 47-33. Minute 16 to go in the game. Third quarter action here at Fair Grove, and the Lady Eagles are going to take the air out of the ball here. And now they allow it inside to Green. Green at the elbow, takes a step. The lane to the bucket, shot no good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Chance to get back within 12. Abby Bowers up the middle of the floor, bouncing it down to Hillis in the corner. Drives in, puts the shot up, no, but she fouls. She'll go to line. And we'll shoot two more. Fouls on number 14. That is Abby Green. Will be her second for Fair Grove. And Caden Hillis to the free throw line. Caden with only 2 points. They have come here in the third quarter. And the free throw, first one is up and good. And that makes it a 13-point game, 47-34. Thayer with a 16-point quarter. And the second one is up and no good. Rebound taken by Scobie for Fair Grove. Fair Grove with the ball here, leading 47-34. They get to Daniels, goes through the free throw circle and gives it back out to Camden Hart. Hart left side, now gets it right back. She is the floor general out there. He's on the left side for Padgett, Kara Padgett. Back out to Brooke Daniels on top. Daniels will feed it back over to Padgett. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fair Grove obviously holding for the final shot here. Now Davis comes out and guards Brooke Daniels. They give it back outside. Three-point shot is up. Bounces high off the rim. No good. Daniels with a rebound. She couldn't follow it up, but she fouled and will go to the line and shoot two free throws. Fouls on number four, Allie Curley, and that is the fourth foul on Curley. Thayer with Davis and Curley with four fouls each now as we head to the fourth quarter. Brooke Daniels at the free throw line. First one is up and good. She now has 16 points in the game. And we get a sub in for Thayer. Curley checks out. Riley Josarl checks into the ballgame. Thayer loses some size there. And Brooke Daniels with another free throw. Looking for a 17th point. It's good. Thayer will inbound with 8 seconds to go. Fair Grove, a little bit of full court pressure. Thayer inbounds it to Davis. Davis pushes up to Hillis. Hillis making a move down the left side of the lane. All the way to the bucket and scores the layup. Caden Hillis at the buzzer. Makes it a 13, 49-36. Thayer down 13. Heading to the fourth quarter at Fair Grove. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
And we're back at Fair Grove, 7 seconds from the fourth quarter of the state sectional matchup between the number one ranked Fair Grove Lady Eagles and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats have cut it to a 13-point game here, heading to the fourth quarter, and will have the ball to start the quarter. Boy, if Davis could get loose for those threes, or Riley Pierce. Riley's hit two in the second half. Bowers with it now on the right side wing, feeds it out top to Pierce. Pierce right back to Bowers. They are trying to get open for a shot on the perimeter. Here's Bowers. Little jump stop. Gives it back to Hillis. Hillis out on top. They are clearing out the middle, letting Hillis have some room to operate. She moves into the lane, bounces out to Bowers. Her three-point shot is blocked And the loose ball picked up by Kara Padgett. Here comes Fairgrove. Brooke Daniels, long pass up the court. They get it back outside now for Hart. Camden Hart feeds out to Abby Green. Abby Green, 5'11", laying out there at guard now for Fairgrove. They give it to Scobie. Scobie looking in the lane. Cross court with a pass to Camden Hart. Moves down to the baseline. Fires a jumper. No good off the front rim. Rebound to Davis. Fair with a two-on-one opportunity. Davis to the roll. She puts it up and in. Riley Davis with an 11 in the game. Fair back to within 11. 49-38. Brooke Daniels on the other end. Shoots. No. Rebound. Fairgrove. They get it back out to Hart. Hart down to Brooke Daniels. Daniels to the baseline. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Riley Davis for Thayer. And she gets fouled in the backcourt. Foul will be on number 14. That is Abby Green. That is her third of the game. And all of a sudden, the Eagles can't buy a basket. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a chance to get back to within 8. If somebody can hit one from downtown. Making a 9-point game with a bucket here. They lob it inside to Bowers. Bowers going up with a shot. It is deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 6:37 to go in the game. Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to fight their way back into this thing. Riley Pierce will trigger it in under the bucket. Got to Davis in the corner. Riley backs it out to the wing. Looking to do a little shake and bake. He gives it off to Hillis. Hillis now looking to penetrate. Wings around the left side, taking it down the left side, shoots and scores! Caden Hillis has come alive, 7 points in the second half. Thayer back within 9, 49-40, and Fairgrove looks a little bit lost right now. They have lost their swagger. They're just standing in midcourt holding the basketball. Brooke Daniel near midcourt. Riley Davis is out there on it. Little crossover dribble. Daniel gives it down in the corner. They'll bring it back out front to Daniels. Under 6 minutes to go down the game. Fairgrove trying to hang on to a 9-point lead. 49-40 is our score. Daniels brings it on the left side. Got it there to Kara Padgett. And they try to swing it inside to Scobie. It goes overhead and out of bounds. Fair's got it back. And the starters are coming back for Fairgrove. Number 33 back in the game. Ashton Bell, number 21, Emma Padgett. Both 5'9", both starters, both playing with four fouls. And Thayer's just been taking it right at the heart of the defense. Here's Riley Davis out front. Bounces it off to Hillis. Hillis on the dribble. Down the right side of the lane. Oh, we're going to get a foul call. They call a moving screen on Abby Bowers. Out top, a moving screen on Abby Bowers. That'll be foul number 3 on Abigail tonight. Coach Denny Young, and you hear the Bobcat fans didn't like that call at all. Fairgrove got the ball back with a 9-point lead. 5:21 to go in the game. Ball goes right side for Fairgrove to Camden Hart. Holds it way out away from the bucket. Now backs it out to midcourt. Fairgrove, again, has gone stone cold offensively. And they're just holding it here, not even looking for a shot with 5 minutes to go. They get it to Green. Green. Back over. Oh, a deflection by Thayer. Ball picked up by Daniels. Daniels going to get fouled by Abby Bowers. And Abby says, what I do? Foul on Bowers will be her fourth of the game. So now, three Lady Bobcats with four fouls each. Currently, Bowers and Davis. Hillis with two. Non-shooting foul. Just the first foul in the fourth quarter on second foul on Thayer. Then one on Fairgrove. They inbound the ball. Got to Hart. Gives it right back to Daniels and back to Hart. Now just wing it down in the corner for Bell. Bell's pass is deflected out of bounds by Abby Bowers. Fairgrove will trigger it again with 4:50 remaining in the game. Fairgrove is led by as many as 19 in this game. Here's a give to Daniels. Going to the bucket. She shoots and scores. Brooke Daniels caught it on the run and never stopped. Here comes Thayer the other way. Riley Pierce off to Bowers. Bayers. Bowers working up to the left side. Looking for a shot. Couldn't find it. Throws it in the lane. Ball's intercepted by Emma Padgett for Fairgrove. So Fairgrove back out by 11 with a chance to make it a 13-point game with a bucket. 4:22 to go. There goes the move in the middle. Ball deflected. Picked up by Allie Curley for Thayer. Lady Bobcats going the other way. Chance to get it back to single digits. Davis working up the left side. Her shot is blocked. Safe from out of bounds by Fair Grove, Brooke Daniel. He gets it up to Camden Hart. Hart in the corner to Bell. Bell back out and now in the corner to Daniel. Looking to drive inside. Couldn't find a shot. Lady Bobcat fans wanted a foul call there. And a shot is up for Fair Grove. No good. Green back up with a rebound. Abby Green with 20 on the night for Fair Grove. Daniels and Green have been really good here tonight. Fair with the ball. Davis for three. It's off the mark. Rebound off the hands of Allie Curley out of bounds. It'll be Fair Grove ball with a 13-point lead and 3:33 to go in the basketball game. Coach Denny Young barking instructions to his defense. 3.5 minutes to go as Fair Grove walks up the floor. Brooke Daniel. Wing on the right side. They try to go inside. Ball is caught by Hart. She shoots. No good. Rebound. Back down to Abby Green, and she scores 22 for Green. Here comes Abby Bowers the other way for Thayer. Works it into the lane. Turns. Shoots. Shot is partially blocked by Green, and the rebound comes down to Ashton Bell for Fair Grove. Pushed up to Camden Hart. She throws it away. Down trying to go cross-court in the corner. Threw it over everybody's head. Ball ends up out in the lobby. They'll go retrieve it and bring it back. Give us time to say thanks to some more Thayer Lady Bobcats. Boosters, including the Langley Animal Clinic, Penny Lane Accounting, and Steed Brothers Trucking. Thayer with the ball. Under 3 minutes to go. Down by 15. Needs somebody to get a shot here. Curley's got it top of the key. Goes right side to Davis. Riley hands it off to Hillis. Penetrates into the lane. Couldn't find a shot. Now circles the other way. Hands it off to Curley. And now Pierce. Pierce looking to bounce into a three. Gives it to Curley. Her three-point shot is blocked. And boy, Coach Denny Young is hot. There was a foul on that shot and no call. You can hear the slap all the way over here. Fair Grove got away with one there. And they got the ball back. And here they foul. There'll be a block. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Caden Hillis can only call for a block. She got hooked by Daniels. That should have been a hook. They call the foul on Caden Hillis, her third in the game. 2:22 to go in the ballgame. Only the third team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter, but the Lady Bobcats are down 15 again. Brooke Daniels with it for Fair Grove. Hands it out. There was a travel, no call. Shot is up, no good for Fair Grove. Rebound comes out long to Abby Green. Green will back it back out and give it out top to Emma Padgett. Padgett, right side to Daniel. Daniel. Oh, and there's an offensive foul. Yep, they called it that time. That'll be on Brooke Daniels. That'll be her third of the game. She lowered a shoulder and cleared out, knocked Riley Pierce to the ground, and got the call. Second team foul on Fair Grove. Fair with the ball, needs a bucket. Davis out top. Backs it out. top of the key to Bowers, to Davis. Now to Riley Pierce. Riley looking to penetrate. Kicks it over to Curley, and Riley gets fouled by Scobie, I believe it is. Yes, yeah, Scobie called for the foul. Shay Scobie, that is her third off the Fair Grove bench. And we're going to get a timeout call by Fair Grove. 55-40, Fair down 15 with a minute 45 to play. They'll have the ball when we come back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're not going to have to put up with winter too much longer, but while you're still spending time indoors, make your home something special with Thayer Decorating. They have everything you need for inspiration in these changing seasons. Warm your feet on luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpets while winter fades, and start planning that perfect custom tile shower for brighter days ahead. With PBG paint and flood stains, you can refresh your space now and protect it for the seasons to come. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna help you create the home you've been dreaming of.
Well, back after timeout, a minute 45 to go in the game here. The state sectional between the number one ranked Fair Grove Lady Eagles and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And with a minute 45 to go, Thayer down 15. They'll have possession of the ball inbound under bucket. Gives us an opportunity here to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer and Alton. and boosting the Bobcats all season long. They'll continue to boost the boys on Friday night in the state quarterfinals. Thayer in a line out around the three-point line on the inbound play here, looking to attack the basket. They'll bring it in to Davis, wide open for a three. It stops the mark, no good. The shot hadn't been there tonight for Riley Davis. The freshman may be feeling a little bit of pressure. They scored at 11, but only one three-pointer in the ballgame for Riley Davis. That's kind of been the difference in this one. Here's Brooke Daniels for Fair Grove. Bounces the ball down into the lane. Gets it outside. Gets it right back in the low block. Maybe Bobcat's trying to stop her from shooting. She gets it over to Green. Green to the bucket. No. Gets her own rebound. Ducks under the defense and scores. Abby Green now with 24. She has been the difference in this game. Here comes Thayer. Abby Bowers pulls up. A little 10-footer off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Emma Padgett for Fair Grove. Down to a minute to play. Fair Grove got this one well in hand now, 57-40. Here's a steal by Thayer. Abby Bowers running the floor. Gives it over to Pierce in the corner for a three. It's good. Riley Pierce. 11 points with her third three-pointer of the game. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Fair Grove now going to try and handle the ball and just run out the clock. 36 seconds to go. Bell's got it. Gives it up to Green. Green way out on the floor, holding it out there. Now to Brooke Daniels. Back to Green on top of the key. 25 seconds to play. Thayer just playing defense. They're not going to get into a foul fest here. They know this one's all over but the shouting. There, Lady Bobcat. Fans getting on their feet to applaud the effort to this Lady Bobcat basketball team. Oh, and there should have been a foul. That was an intentional elbow by Brooke Daniels. And then they call a foul on Thayer. Are you kidding me? Brooke Daniels just threw an intentional elbow into the face of a Lady Bobcat player, and then they called Abby Bowers for the foul. That was ridiculous. Fouls on Abby Bowers. That'll be her fifth, and in her final game as a Thayer Lady Bobcats, Abby Bowers, 11 points and fouls out of the game with 6.7 seconds, getting a big long hug from head coach Denny Young on the sideline. Fair Grove will inbound it in the backcourt, and Brooke Daniels will stand there and hold it. Now we'll dribble it once, and at the final, 57-43, the Fair Grove Eagles have defeated the Fair Lady Bobcats here in the state sectionals. Fair Grove will advance to the state quarterfinals, where they will play the winner of the El Dorado Springs Clever game. That will be on Saturday night. For the Fair Lady Bobcats, their season will end with a record of 21-6. And for a squad of only 9 players and only 8 to start the season, it's been a remarkable run by these Fair Lady Bobcats. We'll talk about that in the Community First Banking Company post-game report. We'll take a timeout. We're going to be joined here by Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcat head coach in just a moment as we head to the Thayer Lady Bobcat post-game report powered by Thayer Decorating downtown. We'll see Coach Young. He'll head on. He's going to join us here for just a sec. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats go down to defeat. All right, 57-43, and Coach, it's kind of a sad moment here.
Yeah, anytime you got to say goodbye to these girls, it's, it's always a sad night. And, it just comes down, and the only way you get out of that is win that last one. And, these girls, they played their hearts out. We were, that was a good bunch. That's the best bunch we've seen all year. And,
oh, absolutely.
They were very physical, and Coach Green does an outstanding job. They're all seniors. They know what to do.
Well, I mentioned during the game, you could tell it was a group of seniors that have played together for a long time.
Yeah, they've won a lot of basketball games together.
Just your assessment of the game, they just kind of overpowered you with their size.
Yeah, they were more physical than us, and in this level of games, they're going to let you play that way, and it didn't pay off in our favor tonight, but I still wouldn't trade mine for theirs. I tell you, from where we started to where we're at, I love this bunch probably as much as any I've ever coached. Oh, I'm just going to go ahead and say I love it more than any bunch I've ever coached. They bought into everything we asked them and accomplished some amazing things this year.
Well, an undefeated conference championship.
Yep.
And yep. Nobody would have bet that that was going to happen at the beginning of the year.
No, and just their togetherness. You know, last night we got to watch the boys at my house, and all the laughing and giggling and the fun we had and the memories we've got to make this year. This is a very special group to me.
Yeah, and I know y'all went to the pink and white and spent the entire tournament in Springfield and you know, ate together and did everything together. And when you've got a team where you've got freshmen and you've got juniors, you got seniors, haven't played together a whole lot, you really got to have that team building. And this bunch really, like you said, they came together.
Yeah, they did. And you know, that takes special kids to do that because not all groups will match like they did. Sometimes you'll have one outlier that kind of, but this was awesome. But you know, as far as this game goes, you know, we were proud to be here. We thought we had a better chance. I think I underestimated their physicality more than anything. And when they got to knocking us off ball screens and knocking us off of where we need to be for the next one, that got really tough for us. And we chipped away and chipped away. And I will say they had every opportunity. They could have quit whenever they wanted, but they didn't. They fought right down to the end.
Well, yeah, at one point you were down 19. You cut it back to 9 a couple of times there in the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get over the top.
Yeah, a team like that, you know, 9 is like 19 sometimes. Yeah. But very proud of our kids and appreciate you following us around. And, you know, now we get to look forward to supporting these boys and seeing what they can get done Friday. But it's a great time to be a Bobcat, and I'm loving it. And about all I got to say about this, and go Bobcats, and we're going to be back next year.
All right, Coach, I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much. I've enjoyed this year at Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball as much as any I've ever done. I've done 44 years of it.
Well, I appreciate you. I'm glad to hear that.
It's been a lot of fun. All right, again, Thayer Lady Bobcats, short end of the scoreboard tonight. They lose it 57-43 to the number one ranked, and we didn't mention it a whole lot, but Fair Grove has been ranked number one in the state of Missouri in Class 3 girls basketball all season long. And these Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're going to be sad about losing this game, but they can't be sad about the effort and the grit and the never-quit attitude they had in this basketball game. In your final, 57-43, Abby Bowers had 11 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, And 11 for Riley Davis, the freshman. And that's the kind of thing that we have with this team. Three Lady Bobcats in double figures, two seniors. Riley Pierce was 11 on the night. Caden Hillis, the junior, was 7. Riley Davis, the freshman, 11. 3 for Allie Kersey. Curley, who is just a junior, she'll be back for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. For Fair Grove, real quick here, Abby Green leads the way with 24. Thayer didn't have a matchup for her in the middle. The point guard, Brooke Daniels, with 19 in the ball game. Camden Hart added 10, 2 for Ashton Bell, and 2 for Shea Scobie. I guarantee if we could talk with Coach Gary Green, he would say these Thayer Lady Bobcats are tough, and they're going to be tough again next year with all they've got coming back, and also some players coming up from the junior high level that will help them. Again, Thayer ends their season tonight 21-6. We've got to name the Thayer Lady Bobcat player of the game, and I think tonight we're just going with the seniors. All right, Riley Pierce, Abby Bowers, and Savannah Wheeler. Savannah played quite a bit tonight, trying to match up some size-wise inside. She didn't score. Did a nice job while she was in there. Abby Bowers ends her career on an 11-point night. Riley Pierce ends her career there with an 11-point night. Those two and Savannah Wheeler are Thayer Lady Bobcat players of the game. Hey, Lady Bobcat basketball tonight has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, who brings you the player of the game. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Monarch Realty of Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs. Thayer Decorating Downtown. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil and Thayer. Century 21 Combs and Associates. The Pizza Inn of Thayer. Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick, and GMC of West Plains. Bowers, Ty Mill, and Thayer. Daniel, Monica, and Austin. FNBC Community Bankers. And the Missouri Forest Products Association. Again, Thayer goes down to the feet tonight. The Lady Bobcats lose to Fair Grove 57-43. For Lucas back in the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Cray. Till next time, have a good time. And that'll be this Friday night when the Thayer Bobcats battle Lamar in the state quarterfinals at the Thayer High School Gym. And again, for Lucas at the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Cray. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.